This is episode number 2625 of the Who Cares News for Friday, March 8th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The Oscars are on Sunday.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, indeed.
So over on Ranker.com, people are voting for the best Oscar-winning movies.
Oh.
For the best picture over the years.
Over the years? They're not picking this year's. Okay. All
over
right.
Over the years.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, I like that. We have the top 20.
Okay.
And you should know all of these movies.
Okay, I probably do.
Not like Moonlight, which you hadn't seen.
Well, right? I may not have seen these, but I've heard of them.
I would have guessed you've seen a good portion of these.
Okay, good.
And you will have heard of the rest of them.
All right, fine. And what am I supposed to do? Figure out where they go in the
I'm going to give you order. The name of a picture.
Yeah.
And you're going to guess where they land in the top 20.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a bonus if you know the year the movie won.
Oh, no, you're just making this tough on me. I just watched Impractical Jokers last night. I think you're punking me. It's like, what do I win?
I'm going to give you I might even just do the classics.
All right.
But I'm going to start with one that you're pretty fond of.
Okay. What's that?
Casablanca.
Casablanca is probably number 2 on
no.
the list. No?
No.
Okay.
Do you remember what year it was?
1942, I believe.
Okay, all right, you got that.
Yeah, because it was set in 1941. That's how much I know about Casablanca.
All right. So you're off to a good start.
All right, so I didn't get it right, but okay. But at least I knew the year. All
it's
right.
number 6.
Number 6? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
People, watch that damn movie again. And it's in, you watch on Max. And it's gorgeous.
It's remarkable.
It's gorgeous.
Remarkable.
I mean, it's been rejuvenated somehow, but it's gorgeous.
Let's do, I'll give you another one that you like.
Okay.
Rocky.
Mm-hmm. I know it's from 1976.
Very
it
good.
It was the dark horse. Nobody thought that Rocky, the first Rocky, would win
of course
Best
not,
Picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to say number 10.
Number 8.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's do The Sound of Music.
The hills are alive.
The hills are alive.
Sound of Music's just a treasure. But I don't think it made the top 10.
It's a remarkable, remarkable movie.
I don't think it made the top 10. Let's say it's number 14.
Number 10.
Wow, number 10.
Yep.
1965, by the way. I know the year.
Good grief.
Well, no, because associated with Mary Poppins, Julie Andrews. Mm-hmm. Julie Andrews won Best Actress for... Mary Poppins, 1964. So.
Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus. What a great movie, by the way. I'm trying to remember the year. I don't think I know the year there, but I'm going to say that was number, let's say that was number 13.
Number 19.
All right, okay. And I don't remember
1984.
The year. I was going to say 83.
You know what? You've done so well, though.
All right. Give me one more.
Okay. You might know this one.
Okay.
The Sting.
And I saw The Sting when it first came out on the movie at the Cannery Row Theater in Monterey. I did,
you must
yes.
have been really
yeah,
young.
Yeah. No, I was a baby. The Sting is going to be probably number 12, and I'm going to say it was 1970.
Number 14.
Ooh.
1973.
Ah, I was so close. Well, that's
You're
awesome.
Close.
I did pretty good. I didn't get the
you
numbers
actually
right.
You did pretty good.
I didn't
did.
Get the numbers right, but, you know, whatever.
Okay, I'll give you the top 5.
All right, I'm ready.
Godfather. 1972.
At number 1 or number 5?
Number 1.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start with number 6.
All right, so we know what number
Number
one
6,
is.
Casablanca, 1942.
We got that.
But I have to include it because it's Casablanca.
Yeah, right.
All right, number 5, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the year?
72?
75.
Oh, okay.
The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yes. The Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. I enjoyed it with
number
a nice Chianti. Fava beans.
I'm sorry, 1991.
I was going to say 93, yeah.
The Godfather Part 2.
Wow. So two Godfather movies in the top five.
That was 74.
Part three wasn't as good as part two. I really like part two.
And number two is a movie they could have gone so much farther with it on the atrocities. But it was very well done movie.
Yep.
Schindler's List.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Whoa. Great 93. Movie.
All right. There you go. Oscars are this Sunday. And it'll, of course, wrap up everything on Monday.
Fresh off the heels of the press tour that kept on giving, there's even more news about Dakota Johnson.
Oh, jeez.
If you believe the rumor mill, she is set to become Mrs. Coldplay.
Ooh.
After 6 years.
Holy
6 years.
Crap.
It's been 6 freaking years.
6 years? I mean, Goop has moved way on. Hasn't she?
Well, yeah, she's married.
She's married?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like...
So that means they've been
unconsciously
uncoupled for how many years?
Well, at least six.
At least ten.
Here's the thing. Madam Web, by the way, I didn't see it. It tanked. And it's hurting Marvel that these movies are tanking. I heard Dakota Johnson... I was quoted this week or last, said she'll never do another superhero movie.
Really?
Ever. And I said to that, good.
Well, I think...
I don't think she pulls it off. I haven't seen the movie. But, I mean, she's one note, man. I think she's a one note actress.
I wonder if Daddy gets along with Chris Martin.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Probably so.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be outdone... Rupert Murdoch, you know, the 92-year-old Fox News tycoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's also engaged.
Oh, of course he is.
For the sixth time.
Oh, my God.
Does anyone care what happens with Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin? I mean,
called
not really.
The Who Cares News.
That is why we call it the Who Cares News. But here's a little fun story for you.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Earbiter himself, Mike Tyson.
Wow.
Getting back into the ring this summer.
Yeah, well, he's got bills to pay. I'm sure he's got bills to pay.
God, he's old.
Of course he's old, and he can't be fighting for any kind of belt or anything. He's been banned from that kind of boxing, I think.
Well, how old is Holyfield?
He's 50-something.
So he's going to fight the annoying YouTuber Jake Paul.
Oh, this is one of those Danny Bonaducci fights. Okay, all right.
So how old
is Jake
Paul?
It's not a real
Paul?
Fight. I think he's like 28, 27, something like that.
I was going to be like, is this like the geriatric puppy
fight? Yeah, this is just,
fight
this
thing?
Is like, you know, these guys just want to make some money.
Now, granted, I would say, even if I was Jake Paul.
I'm not paying for the pay-per-view.
I would not want to piss off Mike Tyson.
You know what? I got that because I don't.
You know,
even though he's old, Mike Tyson can pack a punch.
Oh, you know
he
can.
And, you know, he's probably still pretty damn good.
He probably is.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul probably should be a little worried.
I don't know. He's probably been training. This is a setup. Come on.
Of course it is.
This is a setup. We were talking about Rocky. You know, a couple hours ago, we were talking about Rocky.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember Rocky 3, all the setups, fights they had for him before Mr. T?
Anyway, what
you get is Mr. T and Mike Tyson in the ring. That would
Mr.
be a fight.
T could use the money, and I would watch it for Mr. T.
Tyson needs the money.
Anyhow, the fight will take place July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my
Texas.
God.
It'll air live on Netflix.
They're going to think they're going to fill Cowboy Stadium for this. Okay, all right. All right.
There's no official word on how much Mike Tyson and Paul are making.
Oh, they're
going to
make a bunch of money. Netflix poops money.
They
poop money. Anyway.
So Tyson says, I'm very much looking forward to stepping. Stepping into the ring with Jake Paul. He's grown significantly as a boxer over the years. Though it'll be a lot of fun to see what they will do. An ambition of a kid can do with the experience and aptitude of a goat.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. We're going to... A little bit of Michael Jackson in that, too. So it's all right. But not bad. That was good.
Well, he's tried to throw impressions every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
But,
there you go.
I told him to be authentically himself. So.
And it did. Yeah. It sounded nothing like Halle Berry. I keep seeing that progressive ad with... The pigeons. I just love that ad. All right, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and...
That's all the news you could care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.